Well, let's talk now about the politics of the new session with two big political players joining us now. Saul Anuzis, former chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, and Debbie Dingell, president of D2 Strategies and a Democratic National Committee woman. Saul, Debbie, welcome.
Great to be with you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. And I want to start where Rick Pluta just left off in that report. The new Democratic minority leader in the state house, Tim Grimmel, he's saying that his caucus, the Democrats, are not going to forget what Republicans did during the lame duck, passing controversial measures like right to work, like the new emergency manager law. Debbie, I want to start with you. It sounds like the air is not cleared yet over right to work.
I would say that's definitive, that the air is not cleared and I believe will be an issue for the next 2 years. The challenge for Democrats is to develop a strategy that gets at the core of the issue and unites people but doesn't hurt Michigan in the process.
I think Debbie's right. I think this will continue to be an issue, but the most important part of what she said was how do we move forward and not hurt Michigan? So I think both sides will have to make their political points. Both sides will want to make sure that their constituencies realize they're still fighting for the things that they believe in. But the most important part of this and the biggest challenge for all of us is how do we do what's right and what's best for Michigan? How do we move forward on good public policy where we actually have common ground? So that's always the political balance that our legislative leaders have to come up with, where people like Debbie and I who can fight politically have to come up with, but then say, where do we step back and then move together where it's important for the good of the state and the good of the people in the state of Michigan?
Well, let's talk about that looking forward. You know, some of the items on the legislative agenda, transportation funding, education reforms. I mean, those are big issues. Are those issues that Democrats and Republicans are going to be able to work together?
Well, education is going to be another very, very tough issue. And the direction in which we go, there are real philosophical differences. I'm very concerned that Michigan is slipping nationally, competitively at all levels, and we cannot allow that to continue to happen. We need to put an emphasis on everything from 0 to 5 through higher education and how that gets funded, how we make sure we have good teachers. There are just a number of very controversial issues. I think many on the Democratic side believe it's important to support the public education system. Others raise the question, and to make sure that we have good teachers and how do you build an accountability for them. I am very concerned about what the direction is on education and how we can make sure that we are funding our schools to be competitive. We're giving our children the best education because if you're a parent, if I have an option of a charter school, a public school, I want my child to get educated at the best school. So our challenge is to make sure that every child has the opportunity to go to a school that provides them the best education.
Yeah, Saul, we saw some of these education reform proposals sort of peek their head out during lame duck. They weren't passed, though. Are you seeing that coming back? And will Republicans work with Democrats over education reform?
Well, I think they will. I mean, I think that there is a philosophical difference. This is where probably Debbie and I disagree with, you know, from a practical standpoint. I mean, funding is not the problem in Michigan right now. We have one of the highest rates of funding per pupil in the country. And we have some of the best paid teachers in the country. The problem we have today is some of the reforms that are necessary in the schools so that we have more competitive marketplace in the schools. So these charter schools have a chance to flourish so that specialty schools that are, whether they're dealing with minority children, with all males of people who don't have heads of households or fathers in the households, et cetera. There are lots of different things that we have to address that culturally affect how our children are educated and whether they get a good education or not. I mean, it's somewhat ironic that, you know, the last couple governors, whether it was Governor Granholm, Governor Engler before him, all who had small children sent their kids to, you know, charter schools or Montessori schools because the school system wasn't working. And these schools were funded half the cost of the public school system. So we do need fundamental reforms in education. We do have to make sure education is a key priority. But I think that, you know, you can also take a look at some of the studies where several years back there was a study that showed 68% of the kids who graduated from Michigan colleges and universities, arguably some of the best in the country, couldn't find a job in Michigan and were moving outside the state to get a job. So there's a brain drain there even when we bring our kids through there. So we've got to turn Michigan's economy around. We've got to turn our cultural state around so that people are staying and living in the state of Michigan. And probably the most important thing we can do to get there is education. The question is, How do we do that?
And that's what I want to get to is, I mean, it sounds like everyone's sort of agreeing that there need to be some changes. You know, it's obviously there are differences in how those changes are made. But is there an actual willingness right now for Democrats to work with Republicans? I mean, are they going to just be dragging their feet going, we didn't get what we wanted last year. Why should we give you what you want now?
I don't think that that's going to be the discussion. I think it's going to be a very policy-directed discussion about which direction we should go. And I think one of the things that has happened in the last year in particular, and an issue that happened with right to work, is the demonization of teachers. Mm. The MEA and the AFT, Michigan Federation of Teachers, know that they need to address the issue of a teacher is not performing. But overwhelmingly, the teachers in this state are teaching because they want to help children and they want to educate our children. And demonizing our teachers does not get any of us any place. We need to have, and I think Democrats very much want to come to the table and talk about the direction of education policy in this state. The demonization, which has been very much a part of the dialogue for the last year, is not a healthy dialogue and accomplishes nothing.
Well, so Debbie, I guess my next question is for you also then. You know, I'm wondering what we're going to see from the Democratic Party. It's hard to talk, of course, about them as a whole, but from Democrats in this new session, like I said, Representative Grimal saying he's ready to lead his caucus aggressively. Do you think we're going to see Democrats pushing more of an agenda, going sort of from defense to offense?
I think you're going to see both. I think clearly when you're in a minority, your ability to drive the legislative agenda is more limited. But I think at both a national and a state level, you're going to see Democrats trying to drive a policy agenda that is what is the best for this state. And, you know, the state is doing better. But the fact of the matter is the state is doing better because of things that happened 4 years ago. I don't think it does as well to demonize or to say Republicans did this, Democrats didn't, Democrats did this, Republicans don't. Many of the things that have contributed to our economy recovering quicker than some of the other states are because of things like the Obama administration helping the domestic auto industry. I think we all need to celebrate our success at the beginning of recovery and work together to try to ensure that the economic recovery of this state continues, that we do attract jobs. There will be a disagreement on how we best attract those jobs. We need to do it in a healthy environment climate that keeps us moving forward, not backwards.
Speaking with Debbie Dingell and Saul Anuzis here on Stateside. We'll take a quick break and continue with Saul and Debbie. We'll also get the latest on Detroit's finances. Is a state-appointed emergency manager looking more and more possible for the city? That story in 15 minutes. This is Stateside here on Michigan Radio. Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in today for Cindy Canty. We're speaking with Debbie Dingell, Democratic National Committee woman and president of D2 Strategies, as well as Saul Anuzis, former chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. And I want to pick up on this sense of willingness or the willing to sort of work together. And I'm wondering about how the new freshmen who were sworn in today will fit into all of this. More than two dozen new House members. How is this going to help maybe possibly bipartisanship in Lansing?
I think it's very important, and I hope that that does happen. Saul and I are good friends. We disagree violently over the direction sometimes of issues, but we always talk. I think there is a lot of anger over what happened at the end of the last lame duck. I think you will see very intense passion and emotion about the election for 214 and electing people that will represent the direction that people believe that the policy should go on. But I also think it's very important for people to work together and have healthy and constructive dialogue in a way that is not damaging to the future of this state or this country.
Saul, what do you think? Do you think these two dozen plus new House members will change the dynamic of things in Lansing?
Well, yeah, I think they'll clearly change the dynamic. And the issue is that it will take some time to build relationships. And, you know, I was a big supporter early on of term limits. And I thought that, you know, it served a role at the time. But, you know, I have to tell you today, I almost wish that, you know, I would rather go for a part-time legislature and get rid of term limits, because those relationships do matter. You know, Debbie pointed out the fact that she and I are good friends. I mean, look, we can disagree on certain issues, but we can also say, look, we've got to set these two things aside. We have another battle that's more important to fight for the good of the state or the good of the country. And that only happens when you have a relationship with people, when there's a degree of trust and understanding where you can look at one another and say, we can't put these issues aside, and we know we're going to come back and fight them another day, but we're going to do what's in the best interest. And this is sometimes where the fear of, you know, brand new numbers coming in, they all have their own agendas, which is great. We want to have real citizens, people who live in the real world representing us and coming in. And, you know, originally we thought that term limits were the way to do that. And over the years and watching the legislature move, I have to say that I've evolved from being a term limit guy to more being a part-time legislative guy, where I think that, you know, we'd be better off having people with institutional knowledge and the relationships to move us forward and maybe coming back down to a part-time legislature rather than having term limits and people who come in and sometimes leave before they make, you know, very many friends or can really have an influence on the process. So that, I think, is also a debate, a bigger, broader debate about, you know, public policy and what's better for the state going forward.
Finally, in the last couple of minutes that we have, you know, we've been talking about the agenda of the legislature. I want to talk about someone else's agenda, Governor Snyder's. He's giving the State of the State address next Wednesday. How do you think that's going to affect what's going on, you know, in the legislature? What will the State of the State really mean for things going forward? Saul?
Well, look, I think people are very excited about moving forward. And I think that, as Debbie mentioned, Michigan is coming back. The country is slowly coming back. We've got a lot of challenges. We have a lot of potentially very big pitfalls ahead of us. And so, you know, if we can set aside, this is the challenge again, we have to set aside the battle of right to work. If we can, and divide it into kind of two fronts, if you have a right to work battle on one side and everything else on the other side, I think we're going to have a very positive agenda and move Michigan forward in a very productive way. If right to work becomes the issue, and if it hampers everything else we're going to do, and it is decided for political reasons to be the driving force of the debate for the next 2 years, it's going to be a very tough 2 years for us politically because they won't get a whole lot of things done. So, you know, the governor has to put forward a positive agenda, respecting the views of minority, understanding the challenges and the frustrations that the Democrats currently hold with respect to right to work and other issues. And the Democrats have to say, yes, we're, you know, not very happy with right to work, but we're willing to look at some of the other things that might make sense. If we can come to that, which is not an easy thing, in fact, it's going to be a very, very difficult thing, then we can move forward. If politics takes over and dominates the process, you know, it will be a very tough 2 years.
I think that Democrats have to be smart. Anybody who thinks that right to work is not going to be front and center as a core value issue to Democrats is wrong. Democrats have to be smart and really getting people energized, and it will be an important part of the public policy discussion for the next 2 years, both in deciding an approach on whether there's reconsideration of the issue or how it is voted on by the people, and electing people that they believe better represent how people in Michigan feel. At the same time, they've got to make sure, I think you're going to see Democrats drive issues that they do care about in terms of manufacturing, how to continue to keep us being economically competitive on other major issues that they care about. Are there places of common ground that people can work together? They've got to try to find it. Are relationships stressed? Very real. The governor's election is going to dominate the next 2 years. And everybody's got to try to make that a healthy discussion and one that's not negative, and that we do not set Michigan back in its economic recovery as we have very real and valid discussions on public policy and the direction the state's going.
And we'll leave it there. Debbie Dingell, president of D2 Strategies and a Democratic National Committee woman, Saul Anuzis, former chairman.